Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gibby Brack. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Pitko. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Sherin. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Del Young. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Brack moves to second. Alex Pitko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Pitko reaches second base with a double. Brack scores. Mueller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Chuck Kline pinch runs for Alex Pitko. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub takes first base on ball 4. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Kline scores. Weintraub moves to second. It's 3-0, Phillies. Jack Russell now pitching. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to third for the out. Arnovich moves to second. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hermann scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline now playing right field. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Russell moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 1 in the game. Brack hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hollingsworth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Hollingsworth moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollingsworth scores. Mueller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Phillies. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub scoops it up and throws to first, with Hollingsworth covering, for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen bunts in front of the plate. Atwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The ball gets by Atwood. He chases the ball to the backstop. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Atwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Russell strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerges moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 2 in the game. Brack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weintraub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Steve Messner pinch hits for Jack Russell. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Demery moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dell Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-3 in the game. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Root, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball towards center. Brack settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brack. Hartnett moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Klein fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Klein. Hartnett scores. Collins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Phillies. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Charlie Root. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry French now pitching. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to second. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weintraub for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Mueller scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Phillies. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Arnovich chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Young. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Hack goes all the way around to score. Herman moves to third. It's 5-4, Phillies. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to second. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Collins reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Gallen scores. Bryant goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Atwood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0-for-4 in the game. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Brack moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.